systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Well, today is Monday, March 30th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Brayden.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Danny.
And thank you. Look at that, guys.
Woo! Wow.
You got through four people without... Oh, that was beautiful, you
beautiful.
Guys.
Beautiful.
Oh, man. I need to take a sec.
Hey,
that was the most beautiful thing I've ever heard on this show.
The last time, it wasn't even my fault.
I know.
Totally theirs.
I know. That's so awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for checking out episode number 173 of the Monday Night Show. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback. You can type shit. We'll read it on the show. It's right there on your screen somewhere. Or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. Spells got P. Yeah, give us a call, keep it topical, whatever the fuck. We have lots of new listeners in the live chat right now. I would like to say thank you, welcome, thejamhole.com/forums. Go join if you haven't already. Last day of the month for Podcast Alley, Pod Crap Alley, as I like to call it.
Good way to call it.
I know, it's a little joke between me and Chris McIntyre.
Yeah.
You know who that is?
I don't. Who is that?
He's the douche that signs the end of every Podcast Alley vote verification.
Wait.
Cheers, Chris McIntyre.
Oh, right. After you get the email and you click
exactly.
The thing.
Exactly, and you verify
right.
It.
Right, because like that's cool.
Right, okay. So, yeah, fuck. So, real quick, we got our site registered for the Podcasters Coalition site, all five of us so far.
Yeah, what's it called again?
The domain is going to be, I thought of this, I'm so proud of this, podcastgangbang.com. And now, the idea of this is going to have...
The PGB.
The PGB, not to be confused with KGB.
Right.
But we are a little badder than them. We don't drink as much vodka, but...
Not nearly.
Right. In a fight between us and them, I'd put my money on us.
There's more
saying.
Of us.
That's right. So, the idea is once we find an artist to graphically represent this whole thing, which I think Danny's going to try and do, we're going to take all of our logos, and they're going to be, you know, big square, like stickers, basically.
Yeah, greatest idea ever.
And we're going to turn them into stick figures, these big walking stickers with big swinging cocks.
Oh, and then the jam hole is going to have an even bigger
right,
cock.
Right, obviously the jam hole will have the biggest cock.
Right.
And then we're going to have a little iPod stick figure thing with, like, running mascara and torn lingerie and shit. And
she's all trying to run away.
Right, she's going to be trying to run away while all five of our shows are, like, holding her down and jerking our big pod cocks off in her face. And that's going to be the premise of podcastgangbang.com. And basically, wow. It's going to be a WordPress site. We're going to make accounts for each of the shows that are part of it. And as they upload their episodes, they will put them on that feed. So anyone that listens to all these shows, instead of having all our different feeds, you'll have one nice feed with all of our shows in it. It'll be one central location that has all of our info and forums and all that shit. It's going to be great. So, yeah, we got the domain finally. We'll start working on that site sometime soon.
Who's going to be doing that?
Who do you fucking think?
Is it all you?
Who do you fucking think?
Is that it?
I don't know. Anyone that wants to, honestly.
I could try and work on that logo thing tomorrow.
Yeah,
because
I don't
see how you'd have the time.
Really? I don't either. It was just a good idea. And at least we got the domain, so whenever we get around to it, it'll
be there
for
us. At least it's there, yeah.
Right, so you guys are all wondering, Danny's back, she looks like complete regurgitated poo-poo. How do you feel?
I complete regurgitated poo-poo.
Fantastic. If you guys were watching Big Mouth's podcast last night, we were in the chat, and so I just want to start this off by saying, you know at my office, you know there's the boss's son...
Yeah.
And then his fiance, they work there, she's at the desk, and he's the service guy. So, I totally called this a long time ago, right? Like, when she first got the job there, I'm like, oh, let's see how long this lasts. And then they're like, oh, we're engaged. And then they're like, oh, look, we're all doing this weight loss.
Were they together before she got the job there?
Yeah, for like a couple months before,
they were just,
I would say.
Dating?
So, okay. Basically, they broke up, and it has made things so awesomely awkward at work, because it's the silent treatment between them two, but he kind of has to talk to her to get, like, his work for the day.
I thought he never really went to work.
Well, when he does, and it's so great, though. Just, you can feel the tension there. And so, when it first happened, it was Friday, and I didn't really want to talk about it on the show because they were still, she was like, if you leave this last time, don't come back. And he's like, fine, I'm packing my shit. She's like, if you pack your shit this last time, you're not coming back. And he did and left. And then, so I was talking to him. I'm like, so have you talked to her? He's like, yeah, we're still talking and stuff. So I didn't want to mention it till now, but I'm kind of over it. So I started off asking him because I've kind of known him the longest and he got me the job there. I'm like, hey, do you want to come on the show and talk about it? And, you know, just us, you know, she doesn't have to be there and
just
shit.
Just bro it down.
Just bro it down, man. Just bro it out and everything will be all right. And he's like, nah, man, no. Nah. So that was Friday. So then today, like, she's at work just all pissed off and shit. So she goes outside and like, hey, I'm going to offer you the same deal I offered him. You want to come on the show and talk about it? And she is like, no, I don't want to. I'm like, oh, that's funny. That's the same fucking answer he gave me, fucking bitches.
Yeah, you actually, now that I think about it, you two are perfect.
Yeah, so it's, I don't know, it's great. She, because, you know, his dad's out of town. They're out of town for a week, so we're all running the shop. And then this happens, like, the day they leave and shit. So he's kind of, like, sad and shit. And after work on Friday, we went and had a couple drinks with him and then came home. So then on Sunday, I'm like, you're starting to drink that stuff. And she's like, you might not want to be in the house for a while because basically this drink, like, clears out all the poop from your body. All of it. Like, all the poop from
just
your
gone.
Body.
And like an enema that you have to drink.
Exactly. Like,
why didn't
a
they
shot
just have you have an enema? That sounds way better.
Because
I don't
no, because you have to get everything out of your small intestines, too. Not just, like,
all my duodenum.
Right
all my duodenum.
My
exactly.
duodenum.
All my squiddly
so
spooch.
If it was me going through this, I would definitely want to be alone. I don't want
yeah.
the cat here. I don't want
yeah.
nobody here.
None of the neighbors.
So I'm like, hey, you know, he's down, he's sitting at his dad's house with this big, giant fucking plasma TV and a PS3.
Wait, who is?
The boss's kid.
Oh.
So I'm like, hey, I'll go over there and hang out and get weeded and, you
right.
know, you can have the whole house to yourself and you can fart and poop and do all that
and
disgusting,
puke,
nasty shit that I don't want to have any part of.
But she loves doing it around me.
Right, that's
I do.
That's fine. That is A-okay with me.
I'm sure.
So I get there, and all of a sudden I'm getting text messages from her, and she's like, dude, I can't keep this down. Every time I drink it, I'm puking it up.
Ugh.
Like, and it's not getting in me. I'm like, did you read the directions? And she's like, oh.
What were you doing
she
wrong?
She mixed it all in this one thing and just, like, had the whole big container around just drinking it. And I'm like, I don't think you're supposed to do that. There's individual flavor packets that you're supposed to, like, mix into a cup and then drink
no,
that.
Like
no,
glass
it wasn't
by glass.
No, it wasn't supposed to be in a cup. You picked one of the flavors to mix it with the powder shit in that big-ass bottle and then put the water in and then mix it up.
Why were there so many flavor packets then?
For you to fucking choose from. I don't know, but the lady at the office said that her husband picked lemon lime or something, and she says it's probably a good thing I didn't pick a flavor because now he won't drink anything lemon lime.
Every time you drink it, you want to just poop your brains out and vomit
throw up.
At the same time.
Oh,
God.
So I'm like, well, just read the instructions. Maybe you're drinking it too fast, this and that. And she's like, oh, okay. It says if you're having a hard time keeping it down, drink it slower, not as much. I'm like, duh, obviously. And I could totally see her just being like, I'm going to get this over with.
I really
and chugging
wanted to.
The whole thing. And then like,
just,
all of her organs just pooping out her butt. And
just
then
lapsy instantly.
I know. And then I walk in and I'm like, hey, oh, God.
Oh, God.
I'm like having to get the fucking broom and the fucking sweeping it up into a trash bag to bring into the doctor's office. Like, hey.
No, you got to push it back
this
in.
This is going to make this a lot easier. So then we're talking and I'm like, hey, we should totally play a joke on this guy. And, like, we're just wondering if what was to happen if maybe all of the poop wasn't cleaned out of your body. And the doc goes in thinking it's a clear shot, and he's like, oh my god, and there's just poop on everything.
This is shit.
So we were thinking of like different things you could eat, like after you were done pooping water, pretty
right.
much, which is what that shit was. All last night during the Big Mouth show, like every 5 minutes, you'd see her. I was over there watching her camera too, because I have everyone's up, and all of a sudden she's gone, and she like runs in back me to the bathroom, like every fucking 5 or 10 minutes. It was
and
so.
It sounded
great.
Like I was peeing.
Yeah, totally. She's like, that came out my butt, and like she's in there. This is what I deal with.
I was
okay,
giggling.
This is what I have to deal with. She's in there. Pooping pee out of her butt and giggling.
She's pissing out of her ass.
Giggling about it like a child. And I'll be like, I can hear you, and all of a sudden you'll hear this. And then she'll just start laughing like it's so funny. So then I'm like, you know, I'll have my pee in the morning and I'll do that. And she'll be asleep and I'll hear her giggle. Like, in her sleep. She's such a fucking child.
It's so awesome.
It's so amazing. Awesome. I'm sorry. I don't ever want to grow up.
So what did we decide on? Cheese? A block of cheese?
My dad suggested the block of cheese, so that way he just hits kind of like a roadblock.
And that's... Explain it how you explained it to me, because that was so disgusting. When your first poop, when it finally all... Please, set the scene. Look at this.
She's like,
look at this child.
To talk about it.
Look
seriously.
At this child.
She's going to laugh through the whole thing.
Okay.
Look at this.
She can't
now,
do
that's
it.
Good. I want you guys to see this. This is good for me.
No, okay.
Now you can
like,
be like, honey, how come every time we're trying to have sex, you start laughing in the middle of it? Because you're a child, and this is why.
I love it. Shut up. Well, I'm talking about my poop experience. It's kind of funny. No, but, yeah, I drank that Citra, what the fuck's it called?
We saved some for you guys.
Max Citrate.
It's in the Sparks you're drinking and whatever it was we gave you to drink. So,
right, because that Sparks
was
open.
Give it about
so
5 minutes.
And that Sparks was closed when I got it, so... Mm-hmm.
No, I
made it. Made
I drank the Mag Citrate at like 4 o'clock, and last time I drank that, I hurled my brains out and then shit like a half hour later. But this time I didn't crap or anything or puke or nothing. And then at 6 o'clock, I had to start drinking the premix stuff that I had, that
the
giant jug
stuff.
Of gross nastiness. And I started drinking that, and then I threw up from that. But then I was. This is when I was starting to text you and stuff. And I was like, I'm not pooping yet. And you're like, that's not good. And
you're just
I think, like,
explode.
Right when he said, hey, I'm about to leave here and come home, I was like, oh shit, I gotta shit.
Like, wait a minute. So I'm thinking, like, I'm sitting over there and I haven't played video games in a long time. So, like, I'm there in my own little war, man. We're, like, killing zombies and shit in Call of Duty Modern Warfare on this huge TV, just shotgun mowing through them. She's over here, like, pooping. Like everything out, and I was just to me it was like a nice little give and take,
right.
If you will. Like I'm here fighting war, she's here fighting her own little war
inside her body.
Yeah, totally. It seemed like.
But
such
you're
a
having
beautiful...
fun with your war, and she's getting.
I was laughing.
Kicked.
She was having fun.
Was having fun.
Tell them what happened.
You okay,
disgusting
like, when
pig.
When you go to take a normal poo, it just feels like a lot of pressure, and it's a solid thing, and it comes out.
Exhibit A, well, thejamhole.com/forms. That's normal.
Yes,
poo.
That's normal poo. That was like
God.
A fucking snake. Anyway, it was. Like
I tried to charm it.
I think we're gonna make Adam throw up.
I tried to. I was like,
think about a wine cork under pressure. Okay, it was kind of like that. Like you shake the wine bottle and it goes.
Now replace the wine cork with poop and
with a turd.
Replace the pressure with all of the
poo
liquid
water.
She's been drinking. Right.
So it was one big turd. It just like splash and then. And I don't feel bloated anymore.
And I can totally hear her, like, just laughing at this the whole time. She's like, hey, on your way home, you might want to stop at the store and get some fucking Wicks air
paper
spray.
Towels.
Dude, no, it stunk so bad.
God.
I almost couldn't breathe. I was in there like, holy shit, God. The cat... I left the door open because I just, like, ran into the bathroom. The cat came in, followed me, and then ran out afterwards. She wouldn't
like,
even stay. She was like, no, I'm good.
I'm good. So she got that all out, and then I ended up coming home, and I could still
kind of smell. By the time he got home, it wasn't, like, bad.
I'm like, look, I got you presents. I pulled out one of the fucking spray things. I'm like, oh, and orange citrus. Here you go. Yay. But so before all that, she's worried. She's like, after this thing, like, we're not going to be able to do it for a while. And I'm like, well, that's fine. You know, you're on the rag and whatever. She's like, no, we have to do it now. I'm like, oh, really? Funny how the tides have turned and now I'm in control. So the whole time I'm like, well, I kind of want to watch.
That shit's bubbling in my stomach because I drank it already. I'm like, look, we either fuck now or we don't.
Yeah, she's like, I'm on a limited time schedule here. And I'm like, well, I'm kind of in the middle of Heroes, and I've been smoking weed like all day and all
so
last
fried.
Night and all day. And I'm just here like, I'm watching Heroes. And she's like, come on, let's fuck, let's fuck.
You're
and I'm like,
falling
when,
asleep.
When Heroes is over.
Go take a shower.
Yeah, I'm like, go take a shower when it's over. So she does that and she comes out and I'm just stoned, like, doing this. And she's like, come on. And I just start laughing, like, uncontrollably. Just, I don't even remember what I was laughing at. Just, I would.
Nothing.
I was,
you were laughing at nothing. That's the problem.
Right. Well, what it was is she kept coming over and, like, kissing and trying to be all sexy. And I'm sitting here just baked. And, like, I'll kiss her once and then just start laughing. And I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. She's like,
you're
do
just
what?
Be laughing the whole time you're fucking.
Yeah, well, then I'm like, well, not out here because there's too many funny things. Like, I'll look at Buddy Christ and he's winking at me. I'm like, ah! Oh my God. That's so funny. And then. So we go in the bedroom and shit, and like I'm just kind of messing around, and we lay down. She starts kissing me again. I just start bust out laughing again, and this happened like 3 or 4 times. And then I'm like focusing really hard. I'm like I have to concentrate, and I'm trying to get my dick hard because every time I laugh, it's like it goes like this, and it's like yeah.
Like he get it hard, and I'd feel it, and I'd be like yeah, cool. And then like he'd start kissing me again and start laughing, and just
yeah. So that happened quite a few times. Then we finally did it. And then she's like, oh God, I got. And then she was gone, and that was the end of that. So
wait, where'd you go?
Well, she had to go to the bathroom.
The bathroom.
Because she was on. She had drank that stuff already, and she's like, let's do it before I get sick. And then after this procedure, I'm probably not going to want to do it for a while. So she wanted to, like, do it then and there. And I'm like, well, after Heroes and take a shower and, like, putting it off. And, like, it was right at the last possible moment. We did
like,
it.
Really?
And then she was, like, gone. And then I hear that. Ah!
How awesome would that have been if she couldn't hold it?
Oh,
she just would have gone while you were having sex.
That wouldn't have been very awesome.
That's what you should have said happened.
No.
Like, hits me in, hits me in the face like a wine cork. Just.
We got a squirter.
I'm like trying to mold it back into a cork. Just.
Oh,
so
God.
Gross,
dude,
guys.
This is terrible.
Okay, so real quick, we had talked about the New York trip. Viola Chick was nice enough to volunteer as our resident organizer.
Good luck with that.
That's the spirit, guys.
We don't even have a hotel room.
Didn't you do that today?
No, David putting it off till tomorrow now.
All right, well.
Come in after you get off work. And I'm at work. You
no,
can come
I
in.
Have shit to do tomorrow. That doesn't.
You
have
need
to
be
do with
there
that.
Too.
No, I don't. You guys can handle this. Excuse my face. You guys can deal with
we
it.
We need to be in a good location, though.
Well, figure and it like, out. Keith and the Girl / events. That's where all the shit's at. And Viola Chick knows the rest of the stuff we want to do. So the jamal.com/forums. That's where the post is for all the stuff we want to do. And it's up to her to make it happen. So, good luck with
so
that.
So, if she doesn't do anything, we're not doing anything.
If she doesn't do anything, I'm going to fucking be hanging out in the hotel room with an 8-ball of Coke and a bottle of Jamie's.
We're not going to have any money for that.
I am going to. What the fuck you guys are doing? So, it'll be fine. But, yeah, if you guys want to go on there, thejamal.com/forums, that's where we're trying to organize everything. So, yeah, if you want to be part of it. Like I told her, the only Keith and the Girl events I really give a fuck about are the stand-up show, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then the play, I really do want to go see that.
I don't really care about that.
Well, I would like to see that. And then there's going to be like an after live Keith and the Girl show after that. And then I kind of want to see Brother Love's band play the next night. So other than that, like, the week is empty. If there's anything in New York, like good hip-hop shows, or if Aesop Rock's playing there anywhere, because that's where he lives, so.
Well, apparently if you're getting an 8-Ball, Burger's definitely going to be there.
All right, bring the 8-Ball. We'll be good. So, and yeah, the other thing I did want to mention before we... I got a very special email that I want to share with you all.
Why is it special?
You'll see. It's very special to my heart. I did finally this weekend, while she was at work, before she started doing all this ridiculous pooping up.
All this pooping and throwing up.
Now, I'm never going to be able to have a straight face with you again, ever. That's
like, even when you're not high.
I know. I'm not even that high anymore.
It was
right
only
now.
Because of you that I did it. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have done it.
If it
so
wasn't
shut up.
For me, you would have just been...
Yes.
Whatever. I don't even want to talk to you anymore.
I don't want to... I didn't really
care
about...
If it wasn't
about...
for me, what? You would have just continued shitting blood for the rest of your life and dealt with it. Good. Real good. I'm glad I could be the one to fucking knock some fucking sense into you. You're welcome.
And that's why I thank you.
You owe me your life. You're welcome. I'll take that in...
Well, I found out I wasn't dying.
I'll take that in daily installments of blowjobs starting tonight. Okay, well, yeah, this email, this might sound similar to emails some of you may have gotten.
What do you mean?
Back off. It's mine. It starts off, this is from Nadalia Ryan. You might not know who that is.
I don't think
it's not important.
All right.
Hello, dearest one. That's me. I'm the dearest one.
Is this your mom?
It is good writing you today, although we haven't known nor met each other before. That's where she got my interest piqued. It is true that this letter may come to you as a surprise. Nevertheless, I humbly ask you to give me the benefit of doubt and hear me out. And my friends, that is exactly what I did, and I am glad that I did. Because you know what?
What?
You'll know what. My name is Mrs. Nadalia Ryan from Solomon Islands. I am married to Mr. Tyler Dave Ryan, who worked with our embassy in the Ivory Coast, the Côte d'Ivoire, for a period of 9 years before he died. God rest his soul.
May he rest in peace.
He will. We were married for 12 years without a child, thank the Lord. He died after a brief illness that lasted only 4 days.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord also.
On that.
Since his death, I've decided not to remarry due to my religious belief. Thank you, Lord. When my late husband was alive, he deposited the sum of $11 million with a bank in Côte d'Ivoire. Presently, this money is still in the custody of the bank in Côte d'Ivoire. Recently, my doctor told me that I would not last for the next 8 months due to cancer illness. Lucky me. This guy right here, the guy holding $11 million, this guy. Having known my condition, people that have cancer tend to do.
Right.
They know
they have cancer.
That's right. They know their condition. I decided to donate this fund to a church, organization with an S, or good person that will utilize, also with an S, this money the way I am going to instruct heroin. No, herein. Herein.
Right.
The letter. Right. I want a church, organization, or good person. That's me. I'm the good person. That will use this funds to help the orphans, widows, and other people that need financial assistance. This guy. Using part of this money to build companies like the Jam Hole and establish businesses, also like the Jam Hole, that will create job opportunities for the jobless population of the Jam Hole.
Right.
Right.
Of the Jam Hole.
I took this decision because I don't have any child that will inherit this money. Moreover, my husband relatives are pagans, and they will burn in all of eternity. And it had been their wish to see my husband dead in order to inherit his wealth.
Wow.
Since we have no son. These people are therefore not worthy of this inheritance. This is why I am taking this decision with an S. I don't need any telephone communication in this regard because of my ill health, since the presence of my husband's relatives are around me always. They're in the walls, they're in the TV, they're in the DVD player, they're in the jamhole.com/live video. I see three of them right now.
Yes.
I don't want them to know about this development for security reasons. It's $11 million. Can you imagine what that's like for this poor lady?
I am her dearest... I would like to be able to.
I'm the dearest one. Well, you didn't get the email. You didn't get the email. I did.
So you're going to get the 11 mil?
Fucking A right, I am.
Whatever.
As soon as I receive your reply, I will give you the contact of the bank in Cote d'Ivoire where this fund is deposited. I will also issue a letter of authorization with an S to the bank that will prove you the present beneficiary of this money. I also want you to always, this is important, this is the most important part of this email.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, all of you in Jamholia, the Jamholia Nation, I want you to always uplift me in prayer.
Okay.
$11 million. You fucking pray.
I'll pray for you every day.
Any delay in your reply may give me room to search for another good person for this same purpose. Please assure me that you will act accordingly as I stated, heroine. Hoping to receive your response soonest, thanks and remain blessed. Yours sincerely, Mrs. Nadalia Ryan.
Did you email her back?
Yes.
You did? Have you gotten a reply?
And then the bot's going to email him right back.
Take your money and do what you say. Thanks. Your dearest one, Matt. Jamhole.
She's going to look up the jamhole and not give you the money.
So if you get $11 million, can I borrow $50?
That was to info at thejamhole.com. I'm surprised you didn't get that.
Yeah.
Perhaps your spam catcher may have caught it.
Perhaps.
Mine did not. Oh, new message from mail delivery subsystem. That can't be good.
It's that account's been disabled.
Google tried to deliver your message, but it was rejected by the recipient domain. Now, do you know why?
Why is that?
Because this was bullshit. Do you know why?
Because I was a bot.
Exactly. But now, I wanted to read that for a reason. Do you realize how many people in the world got that letter?
Yeah.
And do
a
you
lot.
Know, out of all of those people that got that letter, do you know how many were like, reply like I did.
All
but
of
like
them.
Seriously were like 11 mil. Do you know how many of those people had that 11 mil spent before they hit send? Do you have any idea?
A lot, I'm sure.
A lot. Do you know how sad that is?
Yeah.
That's how the Conficker virus is going to rule the internet on April 1st.
If it's
that
real.
Right there.
If it's real.
If it's real, that's
well,
that's
I guess
part
we'll find
of it
out.
Right there.
We'll find out pretty soon.
Oh, goodness gracious. So, do you remember Bash.org?
No.
Really? Bash.org, it's kind of like, you know, you remember IRC chat?
Yes.
Before we had all this video teleconferencing
right, that
and torrents. And
actually wasn't that long ago.
Right. We used to actually have a Mind Orgy chat room on there and a Jamhole chat room.
Yeah.
On there. Right. So basically, Bash.org is this site that you can go to submit IRC chat logs.
Hmm.
But people do it when they're like funny or something ridiculous happens or when a noob gets pwned, so to speak. So this was one I think Berger stumbled to us on the StumbleUpon account, so I just would like to share it with you all. It starts off like this. Now, I'm sure... You should start that again. I'm ready now. Now, I'm sure many of you have encountered little shits in supermarkets. You know, like, you're walking along and there's just a little shit right there.
Right.
And he's like, Mommy, Mommy, I want this,
Speaking
I want this.
Speaking of shit,
yes?
We went in Falf today.
Yes.
There, I
Dear
cannot
God.
Believe how much shit
did
is
you,
there.
Did you twit pick it?
No, my camera's fucking broken.
No, my shoe got...
Well, seriously, Slade. When you walk down the sidewalk or the road on the back part, on the way to the back
you
of the course...
You will not make two steps
yeah.
without coming across three piles.
Every two or three steps, there's like two piles of dog shit. Like, every two or three steps. Seriously.
Sorry, I was fingering twat. What?
I see that.
Uh-oh. Hi. So, and obviously, I mean, people walk their dogs back there all the time in the snow. And there's snow there, so I don't know if you know this or not, but snow magically eats away dog poop.
Right, because then it snows and it's hidden and you can't see it.
No, it actually dissolves it.
Right.
But then you know what?
Like, have you seen the movie Envy? Like that. It makes the poo disappear.
I know that the sunlight actually makes the poo reappear. It's like a magic trick.
Wow.
If the snow and poop in the sun was a magician trick thing, like the snow would be Siegfried and the sun would be Royd and the tiger, well, that would be the poop.
Right.
Got it? Okay. Back to the story.
And the poop eats the snow.
How are we talking about poop? I wasn't even talking about poop here. Little shits in supermarkets.
You're talking about shit.
Little kids running about, knocking things over, being rude, walking all over their parents. You know the kind. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, we all know the kind.
Yes.
But the worst, do you know the worst kind?
Maybe.
They're the biters.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yes, those little biters. Little kids that just run around and bite, apparently.
Little fuckers, dude.
I know. I would not stand.
I thought they were bad enough already.
I would just kick them in their faces. I would not stand for that. I'd be like, hey, mom, what's that? Fucking dude! Yes? Oh, you got up like you're gonna say something. Are you okay? Do you gotta go poop? Okay.
Is that allowed?
So, right, little biters. Those little cunts that feel it is okay to bite you whenever they feel like it. Okay, here's the best part. A biter got me today when I was grocery shopping. He broke the fucking skin, too. This was when the gears started turning the moment I saw a tiny sprinkle of blood on the little shit's teeth as he was grinning at me like the little cunt he is. You can tell a British person wrote this because they use the word cunt all the time. I made my eyes get wide and started screaming, "Shit! Shit!" Now, my good friend Tom, we'll call him, he was there too and he instantly picked up on it. He started shouting, "Fuck! Maybe he didn't get it! Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck! Shit! Fuck, maybe he didn't get it, guys! He might have not gotten it!" By now, the kid is scared shitless and starts crying, and instantly, Ms. Mom appears out of nowhere and starts getting pissy at us for yelling at her kid. Here's the kicker. You ready?
I'm ready.
I lost my spot. Okay, here's the kicker. I look her straight in the eye and say, "Ma'am, get your son tested as soon as possible. He just bit me, and I'm fucking HIV positive, man. I'm HIV positive." And now, there is silence. Not a peep in the entire store. The brat knows he just fucked up big time because his mom isn't defending his ass like she usually does. She just stares at me wide-eyed. I walk away from them. Buy my shit from the wide-eyed cashier, all the while blood is dripping from my calf, making a nice little trail on the floor. And just as we leave, we start to hear the mother sobbing. Sobbing like the cunt she is. I have never felt any more satisfaction than the moment I heard that sob.
Wow.
Beautiful. Now,
that's so awesome.
My question is, what grocery store are you going to where there's little kids running around fucking, like, on his calf?
I've
like,
never just had a little kid come up to me and do anything.
I know. I would totally, like, as soon as I felt something touch my leg,
I'd
reaction
just
is, yeah, just a kick. Like,
yeah.
Just
like, in the face.
Foot, see that? Like
yeah,
that.
I see. Just instant.
Like
fucking,
that. Did you feel that? No, I just kicked him in the face. That's amazing. Amazing story, nonetheless.
Hey, Matt.
Yes.
Yeah, that's for you, by
the
way.
I have to control stuff.
Oh, hurt yourself.
Can we just pause the show?
Yeah,
sorry,
we totally
guys.
Can.
Yeah.
I really don't give a fuck.
Like, hold that and, like,
just click a button?
I don't care. No, we don't have to pause it. We can just.
My ankle hurts.
My
I'm
ankle
sorry.
Hurts.
Sorry.
Well, that's funny.
Did a little kid bite it?
My immune system hurts.
Well, that's.
That's funny because you have AIDS.
Right. That is funny.
Okay, moving on. This was also, I believe, stumbled to us in the Stumble Upon account. I just cleared that motherfucker out for fun. Have you ever heard of a game called Dare the Train?
I have now.
Do you know how awesome it is to live in Russia?
I do know.
Do you know what children do in Russia for fun? Because Russia sucks now that the communist reign has been brought to its very knees.
I have an idea.
They play games. They play a game called Dare the Train.
Mm, what's that game?
This is needed to be done fast, because if one is appearing before the train too long before, a machinist could see him and start braking. And you don't want the train to break. Basically, this is more of a picture thing, but I'll explain it, I guess. Kids are so bored in Russia. This is how awful Russia is to live in. Kids are so bored there, they play this game called Dare the Train. And basically, they get on the train tracks, and they lay down in the middle of the train tracks, kind of like what our kids did here in America in the middle of this highway after they watched that one movie that came out a long time ago.
Which movie?
Oh, I don't fucking remember what it was called. It was Varsity Blues.
Yeah.
Whoa. Remember that movie? So they were laying in the street. Well, kids in Russia, since no one has cars or gas to ride cars in Russia...
That is gone already.
Okay, well, they play Dare the Train. And basically, yeah, they just lay down in the middle of the train tracks, and a train comes and just rolls over them, and they, like, lay there while the train is moving over the top of them.
Fuck.
And these pictures are fucking nuts, dude. Like,
could you imagine doing that?
I will post that in the chat for y'all to see, and we'll post it in the show notes. But, like, it looks like such an intense rush.
Yeah.
I would definitely do it. But then I read a comment, and someone wrote a comment like, what if there's a piece of metal hanging down from one of the trains? Because once you're under it for the whole thing.
And they're long.
Right, and like all it takes is one little thing hanging
just
there.
Just one tiny
70
thing.
Miles an hour, just fucking, that would slice. Oh,
you're
dude.
Right there.
That would fucking slice your shit
or just to
the fuck open.
But lift your head up just an inch.
Well, maybe as it was coming towards you, you'd be able to kind of look.
You
down.
Can't move though. You're in the middle.
Yeah, but before it were coming though, you'd be able to see kind of, you know, the
no,
wheels,
because that's
the
what
space
they're
in there.
No, that's what they're saying. You can't, if you get on it too late, the conductor will see you and
right.
stop, and
then
you're F.
Yeah.
So you gotta be laying there before they even see you and shit. And I don't know, dude. Train's so long, you can pick out like one thing and be like, "Nope, wait for the next one." You're just,
right.
You're in there and you're doing it, and you're like, "Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my!" And
the whole time, you have no idea how long it's gonna.
And
last.
If there's a
so loud,
if there's,
yeah.
if there's a break in it, and you're like, "Oh fuck," and then duh, that wasn't
yeah, just dead.
The end. That was the break.
It's like, I hope that rush was worth it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, the pictures, like, blew my mind that people are actually doing that.
Yeah, there was some chick doing it.
Yeah, I know!
That's
all
like,
the,
oh my
all
God.
The dudes were like, fuck
but
that.
No.
This bitch is crazy.
Yeah. Little did they know
bitches
she was...
Bitches are hardcore in Russia.
No, I know! God.
Actually, she was as drunk as fuck.
Or that.
That's how it
am I in the middle? You're on the track. Am I... What?
Fucking dead!
On my back? Okay. And they were doing it, the pictures and the thing, they were doing it face down. Like,
right.
If I did it, I would have to be up like this.
Oh,
just,
that'd be scarier.
Like, looking at
seeing
it.
Seeing it go
well,
by.
Because that's cheating if you're just laying face
that's
down.
That,
you
no,
just,
you're still under there.
Yeah,
like,
but you just close your eyes and go to your
so,
happy place,
no.
And then boom, it's
it'd
like it
still
never...
still be crazy.
No.
I think up, looking up, eyes open, like clamps on your eyes, open. Clamp.
I don't know if I would
clamp,
breathe
clamp.
The whole time. Just, oh my God.
Yeah.
That would just
I would
be so
pray.
Scary. No way.
I would pray to Mrs. Ryan to send me $11 million. So, a couple more things that we got sent to us in the StumbleUpon while we're getting through that shit. Remember how Friday we were talking about the tobacco tax, right? How it's going up. And Berger said something that, like, bags of tobacco were going up to $20 where
yeah.
he lives, and I was like, no fucking way. He sent me a story that says, this one is called New Federal Tobacco Tax Means Michigan Smokers Getting Double Tax. And so what I understand is that every state has their own state tax on cigarettes, right?
Right.
And then the federal government comes in and is like, hey, we're going to raise tax on cigarettes. And
so,
the state government was like, hey, that's a good idea. We were just doing that. So it gets raised once,
and then
right.
But so it gets raised twice at
right,
the same time.
State and federal.
Right.
So that's how it's going up to, like, they're saying, like, $7 or $8 a pack here. And obviously there, they're going up to like $25 a bag.
Fuck.
That's for a pound of it. So, but still, that's a lot of fucking money, dude. That's so crazy. According to the U.S. Department of Treasury, on April 1st, is that the government being like,
I think it is.
April Fool's. No, really, you still have to pay more, yeah, but it's April 1st, it's, so April Fool's.
Right, it's still a joke, because we think it's funny.
That's a dick thing to do.
Yeah, because everyone's going to keep buying it.
That's like taking, like, you're the conductor of the train, and you've seen kids do that, so you're like, ha ha ha, watch this. And you take a bag of poop, and you set it at the back of the caboose, just swinging over the bottom, and like you go through, and it just
fucking
just a bag of shit. At like,
oh, you made
seven.
It through. You had the guts to try, but you had a bag of shit to top it off.
Yeah, you're alive, but you're covered in shit.
Covered in shit. That's where that gets.
What
you.
A rush.
So on April 1st of this year, the federal government will be raising the tax on a pack of cigarettes from 39 cents per pack to $1.01 per pack. That's wow. That's
awesome.
So much.
No, that's fucked up.
Remember that that's 40 where they're cents gonna, you were paying? Well, now you're paying $1.01.
That's how we're going to get out of this recession.
Right.
Cigarette tax.
You've solved it until everyone that smokes dies and you have no new smokers, because remember like 10 years ago you're like, hey, can you stop selling cigarettes to kids? That was your fault.
Well,
you kind of shot yourself in the foot there.
Then they'll legalize weed.
Right. Well, then they'll just be like, oh, you're right. Actually, kids, smoking's good for you.
Yeah.
Come have this. Federal taxes on all tobacco products will be rising dramatically as well. Cigars, snuff, pipe, tobacco, chewing tobacco, rolling tobacco, and all rolling accessories will be taking a serious hit, which means your Zags that you buy for smoking weed joints,
right,
that's going up too.
What?
So you don't even have to smoke cigarettes to feel this.
Well, like, you just use a pipe.
Well, yeah, but you're getting taxed on the pipes. Also, probably. Because I bet head shops, because they all say these
right.
pipes are for...
For tobacco.
To, right. The government's like, oh, are they? Well, fucking boom. Now you have to pay even more on them. I bet they do that, too, just to be like, haha, head shops. Like, you're selling shit for weed, but we know, and yeah. I can totally see them doing that.
Fuck you. That's not going up here, though.
Well, this story in particular is for Michigan.
Right.
I'm sure every state is raising them.
And
that sucks. Yeah.
And all it's gonna do is start in one place.
We'll just start growing our own cigarettes.
Yeah, our own tobacco.
Yeah, we'll make a cigarette tree.
Yeah, right. Just plant a box of Marlboros. A carton. No big deal. The primary reason given for raising the federal taxes on tobacco products is because our economy fucking sucks. No, actually, there's a specific reason for this. You
really?
Know what it is? It's the primary reason is for raising the federal taxes on tobacco products. Are you ready for the reason?
Okay.
Sorry.
I thought that was good.
For expanding low-income children's health insurance. Hallelujah.
Wow. That's what they're going to put it on?
Because
that's not it.
Kids that live in low-income homes, like, we need to be really caring about their health.
Right.
Because they're going to move on to do great things in this world. So let's make sure
they're healthy.
Let's make their parents pay more for cigarettes.
So they can die.
Right.
You know, and then they can have health care.
Exactly.
They're making kids healthy by making
low, not,
us not...
No.
You know,
low income.
Not kids. Low-income kids.
Yeah, not just
they're not
kids.
Real kids.
No.
No.
They're
so
poor
by us
kids.
Having
poor
bad
kids.
Habits and smoking and giving ourselves cancer, we're actually making low-income kids better.
Right.
Right.
Because
so they're
parents...
promoting us smoking anyway.
So quit smoking and you'll kill low-income children, basically. That's how that works. I'm going to quit smoking.
Just go kill the low-income kids.
Oh, yeah, and then it just, I'll post this also in the show notes, but it just gives a bunch of numbers how much they're
Burger
going
says low income equal black.
Oh. Hey, don't be a racist. You better
Seriously.
Start smoking.
Yeah.
If you don't smoke, you're a racist.
You are.
At least in Michigan.
Right, so.
I'm glad we don't live in Michigan.
Me too.
Oh, fuck. That's so awesome. In Michigan, the folks that roll their own will be getting hit the hardest. With the combined federal and state tax, the average price of popular rolling tobacco will go up from about $20 per one-pound bag to $70 per bag. This will change the total price for rolling your own quite substantially. The current cost for rolling your own is about $1 per pack when buying a one-pound bag of tobacco. once all the taxes go into effect, the price will jump to about $3 per pack. That is so gay, because I started smoking rollies because it was cheaper and it tasted a little better, and now I can't stand the taste of normal cigarettes. So if, oh, dude, that sucks. It fucking sucks.
So wait, are normal cigarettes staying the same?
No, it's hitting everything, but okay. Those are the ones going up the most. Right. Probably because they were the cheapest to start out with.
Yeah.
So, like a bag of Top, that confetti nasty-ass shit, it's like $1.50. And then the Bally is like, you know, $4. And now it's going to be like $8. Which I'm really excited for.
My Marv Light's going to be like 10-something.
Yeah, so fuck that. And,
I've seen that chick before.
This chick? Okay, let's talk about this. What were you saying?
I was like, am I smoked to go up? Oh, wait, I don't smoke.
Yeah, you smoke. You're one of those faggots that, like, I have at work. They're like, oh, I'm quitting smoking. And then, like, the next day, they're like, hey, can I bum a smoke?
I just smoke once in a while.
Because I quit buying them. But I'll keep smoking them as long as you're paying for them. No, I'm sick of that shit. I'm going to have a special bag of tobacco that has fucking shit that'll make you shit your brains out in it, and I'll be like, yeah, bro, smoke it up. Smoke them if you got them.
Smoke it all.
Oh, I hate that, dude.
I've never
every
bought a
day.
Cigarette in my life. Hey, I've never thrown down money for a cigarette.
Can I get a rollie, bro? Hey, bro, can I get a rollie? Hey, bro, you got a rollie?
And then they're like,
hey, are the rollies in your truck? And can I get one?
And you know what's even better? When they're like, hey, can you roll it for me?
Yeah! Please, here, I will.
Yeah, I'll give you some and roll it for you.
I hate
gladly.
That. Okay, well,
this was on Ripley's.
Yeah, this was also sent in. You may have seen some of these before. This was sent in by Burger, probably, through the Snumble account, because I think he's the only one that uses it. So thank you for giving me stuff. This is so awful. This one is called the 10 Most Extreme Body Parts. And what this is, it's like some of them people tried to do, right? Like, the world's longest fingernails. She did that. Some of them are like, you can't actually help that, but you're the only person in the world like that, so you're going to call up Guinness and be like, I'm special.
Should be a record.
Right, and it's nothing you should be proud of at all.
It's fucked up.
Oh, it's so gross. Okay, so number one is Kathy Jung, the world's smallest waist. And she has a waist that's 15 inches, and it looks disgusting.
Yeah, like,
she tried to make it that way, though.
Right.
She
could help that. And that,
I don't think she could take off the corset because it won't support her weight without breaking her spine.
If she took that off, her body would collapse into a pile of mush, probably.
Fuck.
The queen of corsets, as she has aptly named herself, has worn tight-fitting corsets for years to get there and appears in the 2007 edition of Guinness. While she currently holds the record for the smallest waist on a living person, the record for the smallest waist ever goes to Ethel Granger, who had a waist of just 13 inches, and then she died. So now we get into the disgusting one. Number two is Lu Hao, world's largest hand. Now, it's not like...
Wait, just one hand?
Right. Now, listen, it's not like you can just be like, you know, I'm going to make my hand big.
I'm going to make my hand the biggest hand in the world.
I'm
going to
make it so big, I will have the biggest hand ever.
Actually, it's just like that.
Actually, that's a tumor, and that's really fucking gross. But he's like, hey, I'm fucking special, so call Guinness. So, here,
that shit cut off.
I'll throw the link in the fucking thing so you guys can look at it.
He's pointing a gun.
Okay, so
really big one.
He suffers from a rare condition known as macrodactyl or something.
Elephantitis or some shit.
Well, like when cats have like more than one thumb, they're called polydactyls or whatever. This is macrodactyl. It's like when it's all fucked up. It's flippers. It's two flippers, and it's fucking gross.
Flipper hand?
Yes, flipper hand. When he was hospitalized in Shanghai in July 07, his left thumb measured 10.2 inches, and his index finger measured close to 12 inches.
Your
index finger
flipper
thing is a foot long. Like, that's... Let's give him congratulations.
That is one serious tumor.
Right, and that seems so weird that we're like, yay, this is good.
It's like, that's nothing to be proud
right.
of. That's not a good thing.
I would seriously have that removed.
Yes,
amputate
the whole fucking arm, because I don't know what else it's capable
of. Well, look how his arm
is
big.
Well, I guess if you just took it up from your wrist, it'd be kind of worthless to have a little flappy nub.
Yeah, just take it
off. So, maybe.
The whole
thing. Just take it, fuck it.
You know what? If my kid came out out was born and it had one of those things,
kill it.
Dead, over the
dead.
Cliff,
instantly.
Spartan style.
Drop it.
Oops. Yeah. That's why we do ultrasounds. Yeah. Disgusting
That's
flipper thing.
Why they're able to tell you if it's going to be retarded.
On July 20th, surgeons undertook a 7-hour operation to reduce the size of Lou's fingers and thumbs. Doctors removed 11 pounds of flesh and bone in the procedure. 11 pounds. You're swinging hammers here. Like, wow. 11 pound
yeah.
massive flat. Like, that's gross.
Just one big piece. Hammer.
Okay, number oh. three, world's longest female tongue. See, that's, like,
that's crazy.
Yeah. That is very
That's cool,
long.
Though.
Number four, world's longest fingernails. And then, remember, a while ago, she got in a car crash and they all shattered?
Really?
And she just, she's from Utah. And she looks
she's
like...
She's a crazy just, Mormon lady.
Exactly. She's got that look. Like, I'm so righteous. Look at yep. my fucking nails. And then she got in a wreck and they just...
How does she do anything?
How does she put her clothes
she
on?
She doesn't! That's the thing! She doesn't. That's what she does. Hey, what do? Oh, I have the world's longest fingernails.
And I
right,
live,
but
that's... What do you do with your life?
What do you do for money? Oh, yeah. Well, I have the world's longest...
How, do like,
how does she get her shirt on? How
she
does
doesn't. People do it for her.
But how? Do they
very
even get,
how do they get it
around?
Through?
Yeah. Disgusting.
It's like, I just hold my hands like this and hope they don't break.
It's so foul. Like, and then number five is the world's longest ear hair.
Ew,
something
God.
Else we should all be very proud of.
That's gross.
And like, these people, oh like, they have to know that they're just put out there. That, you're a freak show at this point,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Like, you're just there to be made fun of, but you they're get, so proud of it.
Right, and you get paid to be a freak, basically.
Right. Like, congratulations, your yeah. parents. Like, something went wrong with your genes,
like,
and
well,
you have
I,
the world's
I
longest
guess
ear hair.
They figure if you're going to be that big of a freak and just that, like, gross, that you deserve to get paid for it. I guess that kind of makes
it's
sense.
It's like their own,
I
little,
mean,
their own little way of yeah. Social Security.
Right. Like, if you're that awful, here's some Social Security.
He was crowned the official Guinness World Record holder for the longest ear hair, 13.2 centimeters.
God, that's so fucking broke. Shave that off!
Haircut much? Like, yeah. Do you have mirrors?
Just cut it with some scissors.
I mean, they're gross. Indian, but that's...
Maybe he's proud of it.
Number six, world's longest legs. Her legs are more than 4 feet long.
That is weird.
That's...
Could
really
you imagine?
Weird.
And what? Then there's a fucking midget next to her.
Right.
The world's shortest person, actually.
Right, also disgusting. But yeah. Could you imagine what her vagina, like, opening that thing up, like, the legs and shit?
Could you imagine trying to have sex with her with those legs?
I hear, yeah, the trap door opens up, and it's like, you hear the Zelda level 1 dungeon music start playing, yeah. And you've got your map and your compass.
And my fucking and sword and shield.
And you hear the dragon growling when you get near
it.
Right.
What are you looking
space.
For exactly?
I don't know.
The G-spot.
The other end of her legs.
Right.
I don't know.
I wonder how big her feet were.
She's Russian, of course. Well, look at them.
Her feet look huge.
Legs are 4 feet 4 inches long. Her feet are 13, size 13s. That's so gross.
Well, that's not that
oh, and she was pictured with Ping Ping, the smallest Ping man Ping. In the world. Of course your name is Ping Ping. And she's Russian. Her name is Svetlana Pankratova. Svetlana.
Svetlana.
Of course, you know
yeah.
She talks like that. I'm Svetlana.
Oh, deep.
Oh, God. Number seven, world's longest nose, 4.5-inch schnoz. He's from Turkey.
That is ugly.
Of course. Number eight, the most fingers and toes we're celebrating, also.
Well, that's something to be proud of, also.
Right. I was born with extra fingers. That's polydactylism. That's what I was talking about when the cat does it. I've never seen a person with it. That's so gross. He's honored with being the person with most fingers and toes.
Why would you honor that?
Because you're Indian and you pray to goats.
Right. So you
stuff.
Think stupid shit
all
is
these
some...
people are gods there.
I wonder
they're like,
if he learned how to type if he could do it really fast.
Probably.
Freaks and retards.
Like that right hand looks pretty, you know.
Normal, except for the extra
yeah,
digits.
But, yeah, but it doesn't look all fucked up. Yeah. It looks as if we were to have that many fingers,
do you
that's
think,
what it would look
do you,
like.
Do you think when he won, Guinness was like, yeah, give me five. Oh,
give me six. Freaks and retards are gods over
right.
there.
That's funny.
If, Seriously, if Indians were in this country, they would think everyone was a god.
I know!
Because there's freaks and retards everywhere.
Another god of food. Wow, yeah. You got a lot of those around.
Just go to McDonald's and Wendy's.
Number 9, the world's longest eyebrow hair. Of course we have to have that
in
there.
Of course.
3.7 inches long.
Who the fuck cares?
A pat on the fucking back, my boy.
Dude, it's a ginger.
He's a ginger, and he's from New York. Frank Amies of Saranac in New York earned his place in the Guinness Book of World Records with a pair of bushy brows measuring 9.6 centimeters. Viola, that's on our list of things to go see and laugh at.
Yes.
Frank Amies of Saranac, New York. Look him up.
Write it down.
Put that. Schedule that for Sunday for Danny's birthday, baby. Happy birthday. Who's the best boyfriend ever?
Not you.
This guy right here. She tried to pawn herself off on the gas station clerk.
I was really fucked.
She's like, hey, dude, looking for a girlfriend? Because this guy just lost one. And then she ran into the door.
And he's like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, he's like, what? You mean to, like, a caretaker? Is like, she okay?
What the fuck is wrong with her? Are she high?
She just had a camera in her asshole. Yeah, okay.
It's all right.
She just excused her. She just did like what they do at that colon hydrotherapy place I deliver to. Like just straight up cleanse.
And then had a camera in there also.
Right, but you did it like drinking it. They do it with a hose and your butt.
Yeah, and they squirt it in there.
Right.
Cool.
All right, The last one here is the world's longest beard.
Female beard.
On a chick.
It doesn't even look like a chick.
No,
it's a dude with a beard and a dress on.
No, it's like
my name's Vivian.
It's like that Girl Scout in Dodgeball.
Yeah,
it's taking the hormones and the horse tranquilizers.
She looks like that chick from Super Jail. The chick,
yes,
warden, not the warden, but the cop. Yeah,
I can't remember her name.
With the longest hair in Alice. Her beard.
Yeah, Alice.
Yes, Alice. Her name was fucking Alice.
Alice.
Vivian Wheeler.
Guys, through them so tight.
That's perfect.
That's it.
Holy shit.
Can you do the rest of the show like that?
Just in that voice?
No.
No.
Okay, with the longest hair in her beard, measuring 11 inches, Vivian Wheeler of Illinois is blessed with having the longest beard for a female. Like,
blessed?
Really? She is blessed. Amen. I'm special. Because
that's a good thing.
Right, I'm God's little bearded chick.
Right.
No.
No, you're not blessed. You're cursed.
In India, I'm actually a god.
And remember those chick or those Gillette commercials where, like, we can shave any beard? I'd be like, bring it on, son.
No, I'd get the guy that his whole face is covered in hair. I'd be like, can you cut that guy?
Yeah. The wolf man?
Yeah, because he said it's impossible to cut it. It rips his skin off or something.
Nice. That's actually my skin.
Right.
Her father insisted she start shaving at the age of 7.
Wow.
Helpful hint.
Before I started shaving.
Right, but Dad, there's no hair there. Well, there will be.
Don't worry.
But since 93, Vivian Wheeler has not letting her beard grow. She is proud of it. She is probably single and going to die alone.
Yep.
Single forever. What a bunch of disgusting. And this is what we're all like, yay!
And they're getting happy. Money for this, all of them.
Right, remember at the end of every Little Britain episode of the first two seasons, like the original Little Britain?
Yeah.
Everything was like them trying to beat this world record thing, just totally mocking that. And I never fully understood it until now.
Right, there it is.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Oh, and one last thing I did want to mention. PETA.
No.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
This is the first time we've ever... Here, I will just go ahead and
we've talked about PETA once before.
Have we?
A couple times,
what
I
was
think.
It in regards to?
I don't remember.
Okay, well, this is actually regards to Mother's Day. This one is called PETA Celebrates Mother's Day with Caged Pregnant Ladies in Britain.
Yes.
So, basically, if you look at the pictures, or if you're listening to this podcast, thejamal.com, there's... the link in the show notes. It's basically these pregnant chicks, totally naked. I pasted the link there. Show him.
Ah.
Every time you touch that table, that mic bumps.
Yeah. Stop it.
You're making the gods angry.
I asked Brayden if he had the pictures. He said, no.
Why? So basically, I didn't fucking hear that.
I said, do you have these pictures on here?
PETA hired...
That was for the other thing.
PETA hired or acquired a trio of pregnant ladies in London to do their dirty work. And by dirty work, we mean the literal kind. PETA asked the women to remain in a small cage for an undetermined length of time. Their only movements to be crawling around on all fours. We're guessing it's not really harmful to the unborn to do this, although isn't it utterly freezing in the UK this week? And basically, they're holding up signs that say, Unhappy Mother's Day for British pigs, go vegetarian.
Wow.
What? And then they're saying that these women are British pigs. I don't know. But that's,
this is the dumbest thing. It is dumb. Isn't it?
It's amazing. It's amazing that these pregnant women were like, oh, I'm a vegetarian. I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it. Hey, Mom, why are there naked pictures of you in a cage with a sign that says, I'm a pig
what
above me?
What the fuck does that have to do with PETA?
Mom. Mom. What are you doing?
What the fuck? Oh, yeah, this was when you were still in my belly. Oh, I'm proud. That's good. No.
Like,
Jesus.
Stop eating pigs or we're going to...
Yeah, I wish you would have had an abortion,
or we're
going to
put pregnant ladies in cages. Like, because
that makes sense.
Order up pork chops.
What the fuck?
Dude, I've had so many moments when I'm just like, man, I never thought I'd hear that in my life.
Ever.
These last few things I have seen...
All on this show?
Blow that out of the water. Holy fuck.
That
is disgusting.
I know, right? And we're all people. We're all humans.
I thought I had
problems. We're sharing
a
planet.
My life's not that bad, but, you know, holy fuck.
We have to share a planet with these people.
Yeah.
How's your 09 so far?
That's awesome, dude. How's yours?
Hey, doing good. Beard getting...
Not as thick as hers, but it's still pretty good.
Oh, unbelievable. Did I tell you what happened today?
No, what else happened?
Today I was at my boss's house for a company barbecue. Earlier I had taken muscle relaxants to calm my lower back pain, as I tend to get.
Right.
I'm disabled. What's the matter with him? He's disabled. After a few drinks, it was clear the alcohol and medication did not mix. I should have said no to drugs, but I did not. I woke up a few hours later to find out I had stripped naked and jumped into the 4-foot cake before passing out. Fuck my life.
Wow.
Happy birthday!
Jump in it.
Like, into the cake.
Why would that make you rip your clothes off and do that?
You are a pussy lightweight.
I don't get that.
Some people are just pussies.
Like, even if I was to do that and it was too much for me, I would just pass out. Like,
I would not be like...
I wouldn't rip my clothes off and run around.
All of a sudden, I have this itching urge to just be covered in cake.
Right, with naked.
Naked, in cake.
Right.
Cake and my skin.
Just, oh, yeah.
Like, and then wake up. I've been high, dude. Right?
Yeah.
Like we've been fucked up.
I've been too high before.
I've never been that high.
No.
What, muscle relaxants and liquor. Never been that high. I don't know. People are stupid. Today I was hooking up with my girlfriend, if you know what I mean. Full sex. When her dad knocked on the clear door that leads to the room. Ooh.
Oh, we actually have a sliding glass door.
Right, maybe pulled the cover thing. About 5 minutes later, both of her parents came in to give us the talk, which included the first time her parents had sex in detail. Fuck my life.
How old are you?
13, maybe? Wait, me or my kids?
What?
The parents or the kids?
The kids.
Right, 13 probably. When you got the talk, did it include epic detail of the first time your parents had sex?
I never really got much of a talk.
Let me tell you about when you were conceived.
It's like, well, here, let me tell you about when we started
and
having
sex. And then we'll
sex.
Watch.
Cool, Mom.
We'll watch this instructional video.
Right.
If I didn't think being busted was awkward enough, like, holy fuck.
I know, and it's not even your parents. It's your girlfriend's parents.
Oh, that'd be worse. That'd be worse, for sure.
Sitting listening to this, like, oh, God.
Today, I checked my Facebook.
Oh, this is gonna end awful.
Update status?
Yeah, I'm gonna...
Sad.
No. Relationship status?
Single?
It's complicated.
It's complicated.
That's what it's gonna be.
My wife of 5 years was listed as single.
Boom.
Boom. Got
done.
It. I then write on her wall that it is okay to announce to be married. Hey, it's okay to let everyone know we're married, honey.
Yeah, you don't have to pretend to be single.
It's okay. Update status,
married.
It's complicated.
This guy.
To this douche over here that I... Wait, I have to actually friend him because we're not friends on Facebook.
No, I hate him, actually.
She writes back saying that we have to talk and to come home to the kitchen.
Wow.
Come on in the kitchen.
She's in the other room.
Hey, honey, come on in the kitchen. You know what, guys? My wife divorced me over Facebook. Fuck my life.
He's all checking his Facebook on the computer in the other room, and she's on her Facebook mobile
upstairs,
on her pocket PC
or
something.
Yeah, like
on the laptop.
She's twittering about me in the fucking bedroom, and I'm out here on the Twitter.
And you see it like 2 seconds
like, can
later.
You stop reading that, please?
In responding.
That sucks, though. Like, you know, you'd think you'd take a lesson from the last chick that broke up with a dude on Facebook.
Yeah, she got murdered, actually.
Right, she's actually dead now.
Yeah, and he's in prison.
Yeah, so take a lesson.
Yeah.
Today, the girl I've had a crush on, an orange crush on forever, asked me why the pin on my Letterman jacket, my David Letterman jacket, had two guys doing it.
What?
Full sex. Two guys.
Was it Jesus fucking Christ?
Full sex. Two guys. I told her it was for participating in a wrestling tournament. Huh?
Right, because that's kind of gay.
Yeah, want to wrestle?
Yeah. Yes, I do, actually. Oh, yes, I do.
Facebook status? Wrestling.
It's complicated.
She responded, oh, I thought you were finally coming out of the closet. Fuck my life. She thought I was gay. Oh, I had a crush on her and she thought I was a queer. Today my parents punished me and made me wash my mouth out with soap for cursing. I'm almost 19. I said the word hell.
Poop.
H-E double hockey sticks.
Are they religious?
Fuck my
Probably.
Life.
Probably.
Absolutely. Today, my mom has been calling me every 10 minutes, asking me questions about her new computer. You would never have guessed it.
No, I
heard
I was
the word sex forming on your
you
lips.
Did.
Oh, yeah.
You did.
I heard it. She called.
No, actually, I was thinking his penis.
Oh.
Something about his
I
penis.
I thought I saw penis forming on your lips. she called me at work, and I rudely answered her question. What do you want? Windows, start, shut down, fuck. Hold the button for 5 seconds. Quit calling me here.
Prank caller.
She called back, talked to my boss, saying she was a customer that called in and I was rude to her. Fuck my life, I got fired.
Oh, he's on the geek squad.
Well, now I have lots of time to fix her computer.
Right, because I am now at home with her.
Right. And when I say fix, I mean find child porn with
download
that
with...
the FBI will come and arrest her.
Right.
Today I was going through airport security. As my bags were being scanned, I was told that I was selected for extra searching. Yay!
Woo!
Wait.
Anal cavity search.
Oh, no, not yet.
No,
boo! That sucks. You know, there's a good chance one of us will get selected.
Why did you have to say that?
Because there's four of us going, and it's one out
It's
going
to be Matt. Oh.
I hope
I'm sorry.
So.
The he's fuck small it
and,
is.
He's small and weak looking. They prey on the weak.
Fuck that shit. I'll break his arm off in my ass. I'll just be like,
fucking.
Oh, yeah. What's the matter, buddy? How's your arm?
Oh, broken.
Did you wiggle your fingers?
Is this
oh,
your
yeah,
hand
do that.
Up my yeah. ass.
I'll just give that back to you.
I'm not going to need it. As my bags were being scanned, extra searching, right, as the security guard was about to frisk me, he froze up and asked me, you're a male, right? Hey, you're a dude,
right?
Hey,
you have a penis, right?
You're a dude, right?
Right.
I am, and I used to think that it was obvious. Fuck my life. It is not
that
anymore.
Sucks.
Ever since my wife took my balls in the divorce, I haven't been the same since.
Yeah.
Today, a woman threw her car in reverse at an intersection and backed up into me. I was like, back that thing up. No, not that
no,
thing.
No.
Oh, fuck. while I was at a complete stop, she then called the cops, accusing me of rear-ending her.
Oh my! This bitch, fucking cunt.
This bitch right here. She had a really big beard. I was like, whoa, hey, I think I saw you.
No, yeah, I can tell she's a cunt just by the beard.
I now have a $146 ticket for reckless driving and around $2,500 in damages to the front of my car. She's suing for her damages. Also,
oh
fuck
my
life.
What
a
fucking whore.
I'd be like, CSI much?
No, I'd just kill her.
I'd be like, look at the skid marks. And then look at the tire treads.
Right.
I'd be like, hey, look, I'm still pressed against the curb, you fucking idiot.
You can totally tell, obviously, if you look at the scene and shit.
Yeah, investigate.
Like, investigate that shit.
Don't be like, oh, okay, I'll take your word for it, stupid bitch.
You're absolutely right.
Why do you have a beard?
Yeah, because you're a dumb bitch.
Yeah, it's weird.
Today, a mother wrote me a $130 check for babysitting her four kids for a few hours. A hundred and what?
I'll take that.
Excuse me?
Like, yeah, 11 mil? I ain't babysitting shit for anything less than that.
And less than
four,
a mil.
Four of them? Fuck. Four for a few hours? You multiply those two. How many kids by how many hours? That's
right.
Four times three. That's 12 kids.
That's $100 a kid
That's
per hour.
That's $1,200 an hour. At least. Fuck that shit. Ugh. Trying to be gracious, I said, wow, thank you, this is very generous. She thought for a minute, then said, you're right. She took the check back, ripped it up, and wrote me a new one for $55. Fuck my life, that's fine, because I molested her kids.
That's fucked up.
Wait, did it actually say that?
What?
I molested her kids?
Yes.
It does not.
No.
Damn.
But she did rip it up and give him $55.
That's bullshit.
Wait, how much was the first one?
$130.
Oh.
Million?
I was like, thank you. Goodbye.
She knew a guy that was a doctor
right.
who's dead now.
That had
his
a lot
wife
of money.
Has the money now, but she has cancer.
Right.
So,
she's going to die soon. So.
Right. I'm getting my check any minute.
Yeah.
Now.
Just don't catch that for a couple right. weeks.
Today, whilst working at Subway, the sandwich store,
oh,
not the New York underground.
Right. The train.
I took a man's order for 6 foot longs. The entire process took 15 minutes due to his hesitant and glacial pace.
What?
Can you describe a pace as glacial?
Yeah, it's
like
slow.
How it's melting?
A glacier moves slow.
Oh, how it moves.
Yeah.
Got right.
It. When it came to paying, the guy pulled out his wallet, looked inside, then looked at me, and of course, quickly walked out of the store. Fuck my life. Anyone want any of these footlongs?
That sucks.
That so sucked. Today I was walking downtown when a group of teens asked me, some tweens, asked me for directions to the local church.
Where's the church around here?
We're looking
here
for a place to have sex. I heard there was a church around
here. Is
there
a confessional booth we can fuck in?
Personally, being a priest, I was happy to personally escort them to my own private church,
right,
if you know what I mean.
In my basement.
Fingered each one of their assholes. This one doesn't end with fuck my life.
Weird.
Oh, no, wait. I was a priest. I'm happy to take them. In my sermon, I mentioned them and how anyone can find their way to Jesus. Anyone, even kids. Later, I noticed I was missing cash. They had pickpocketed my wallet while I was fucking their asses. Fuck my life.
Wait, so a priest posted a fuck my life?
Yeah, that's what I found.
Yeah,
that's
right?
Awesome.
Actually, Father, is that you?
Yeah, that was
Father!
Me.
Father! a couple more. Today, I finally passed a meth exam.
I get those confused. At the A and the E.
Right.
Confusing.
Especially exam has an E and an A.
Right.
I mix up D and L.
What? I go home super excited to tell my mom, yelling, Mom! Mom, guess what?
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 She turns to me all happy and goes, you finally got a boyfriend? Ah, fuck my life.
Oh.
No, I didn't. Not yet, Mom.
Get down.
But I'm having sex with yours. Oh, there it is. Yay. Now we all have herpes.
Yay.
Cool. Last one for tonight, episode 173 is... Today, I was at my boyfriend's house, and you know what? We were having sex.
Full sex!
He has a game on in the background, and one of his friends started talking to him. What?
What?
Whoa.
Your face friends.
Oh, right. I forgot to mention that we were actually not alone. We were in a big group.
Right.
In a circle.
In the living room.
Actually, I was in the middle of the circle naked. They were standing around the outside holding
jerking
their
off.
Cocks,
right.
weird. He immediately threw me off and said, I have to answer this. He went over to his computer and started talking to them. Oh,
oh.
On Facebook. Like, hey, bro, you there? Wall to wall, send.
So he blew her off to talk
not.
To his friend.
Right. Blew
that,
her off.
Yeah.
Right.
That sucks.
That does suck. You must... Are you really awful, or is that, like, your coolest friend ever?
I don't know.
It better be your coolest fucking friend ever.
Yeah, she's probably just that awful.
Probably.
Oh, all right. What's the time, please?
Hour and 13 minutes.
All right. You ready to do some news here? Episode 173, right?
All right.
You're going to win this one, right?
Sure.
Focus. I'm going to think of one of these. Ready?
Right.
Ready?
Yeah.
I'm thinking
go.
Heads.
It is...
Heads, come on, come on.
Boo, heads! Heads! Oh! I was in your mind. I was in your head.
That was because I thought for heads this time.
Right. I was. We were all thinking heads for you.
Thanks.
All right, what you got for us, please?
Fuck, I was going to read this one. I don't know if I want to.
Read it.
All right.
Read it now.
This one is called Drunk Teacher Embarrassed by Actions. This one comes from, guess
stop
where?
Stop looking at me. What?
Guess
Florida.
Where? Yes.
Stop it.
What the fuck is wrong?
Raise yourself. She's trying to make me giggle and shit. Quit.
You're the one that was fingering her, like, just
that's
a minute ago.
That's fun. Lay back and let me finger the twat. All right, continue, please. So what?
The story's from fucking Florida.
Jesus.
Oh, it's from our most
yes.
fucking state, Florida.
Woo, woo! Woo! It makes me want to cry, said Kylie Nelson as she watched a cell phone video of herself dancing in her 8th grade classroom.
Oh,
this 42-year-old teacher admits she was drunk and says she's humiliated by her actions.
No.
No.
Did she use that excuse?
No, I was,
like, it's
I actually,
cool I was drunk?
Right, I actually wanted to go to school drunk. I'm proud of that.
Go ahead. We can take a minute.
What?
Go ahead.
What the fuck is going on?
I touched his balls, so he assumes I want to give him head.
Can we just do
don't.
The show?
Oh, I'm sorry, what else could that possibly mean?
Well, you were fucking with my twat.
That's
I just shoved
fine.
Your head
I
in
can
my
do
crotch.
That. It's my show. I didn't mic you, I mic'd your twat. Now, shh.
It's a little high.
Right. It's quit!
God.
I've had enough.
Stop
pushing
we're trying
me.
To.
Hey. I'm cereal.
Basically, it was the alcohol thinking and not Miss Nelson thinking, said
stop.
Nelson. Really?
She's still delirious from the fucking... See, this is why...
Get the fuck out of here.
The fuck out. It's bedtime.
Go to bed. I don't...
And when I get in there, you better be naked like this. Now, Brayden's reading us a story.
Well, I was, but I give up.
You rack a discipline. Focus.
Shit your mouth or I'm gonna fuck it.
Yes! Listen to Alice over there. She does not F around. Okay, so drunken teacher.
Right.
Excuse is she was drunk. Right.
Right, she's drunk.
Okay.
Nelson's blood alcohol level was 3 times the legal limit.
Of course it was. That's Florida. That's normal for Florida.
Right, that's everyone.
So who caught her? I don't understand.
No, they just knew. Everyone knew because she was dancing around
oh,
cause drunk
she's on,
in the class.
On video.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Right, there's a video of it right here,
of
actually.
Course, okay. Sorry.
After I was breathalyzed and I don't even understand the numbers, but the nurse looked at me and I could see it in her eyes. She said, you are very intoxicated. Because I felt that I was walking straight and speaking and
her.
I heard that I was slurring my words and I didn't realize that...
You're drunk.
Fuck. That was the longest sentence in history, and I didn't even get to finish it there.
Go.
And I didn't interrupt you.
Go.
And no. I heard that I was slurring my words, and I didn't realize that, and that is how powerful alcohol is, and I wish it never existed, she
really?
Said.
Because you got caught one
right.
time, And now all of a sudden you're like, oh, I wish alcohol never existed.
It's like, how about you just don't fucking drink it and go to school?
And strip in front of your fucking students that all
just
have self...
Just don't fucking drink
it. Wow, cell phone cameras, right?
God,
okay,
you stupid
class,
bitch.
Put away your cell phone cameras.
Seriously, turn...
I'm about to get wasted
actually
up
erase,
in her.
Yeah, to everyone turn your phone off.
Oh, man.
Class, look over there.
Class dismissed. I'm fucking wasted.
A student who didn't want to be identified said the school told all the students to erase their cell phone videos of the incident. However, she kept hers.
Duh.
What is going on over here?
Wow.
So I'm done with this story.
Is that it for
that
story?
That is it for that story.
She's.
I
can't
stopped.
Even get through it.
She's whining in the chat because I just want to cuddle up with Matt while Brayden reads his story and he freaks out. What a dick. I'm sorry. I'm trying to listen to his story so
we
I can make funny jokes about it.
We have to focus.
We can't cuddle up all the time. What about when I was like, hey, what are you doing? You're like, ugh, pooping my brains out. I didn't be like, oh, no, let's cuddle, honey. I want to cuddle with you while you're doing that. That's like this. Right now, I'm pooping my brains out. Okay?
It's just he has to poop his brains out 3 days a week.
I know.
For 2 hours.
I'm sorry, I can't concentrate on making funny jokes, obviously, when you're here groping my fucking body. As sexy as it
might be. You do the same thing
to
me all fucking week, during the day,
not
in
during
the truck, wherever.
Not during the show.
During the show! Oh no! Can't do it then! And you can't do it either!
Are you good?
No!
Child, are you okay? Child, this is serious time. This is grown-up adult time. In the car, that's Matt and Danny girlfriend time. Not right now. Good, talk to your little chat. Your caps lock's on, you bitch.
I know.
Is that it for that story?
Yeah, it fucking is.
Okay, this was called... And this is great because this sets a precedent for all drug dealers. This one is called Mexican Drug Lord Officially Thanks American Lawmakers for Keeping Drugs Illegal.
Wow.
I love it. He's like, can we call a press together?
I
have a statement I'd like to issue. Hey, American lawmakers. Yeah, all of you, thanks. Appreciate
thumbs
it.
Thumbs up to you.
To you. This one's for you. Joaquin El Chapo Guzman Loriera, reported head of the some cartel in Mexico, the Sinaloa, ranked 701st on Forbes' yearly report of the wealthiest men alive. Mm-hmm. Out of all the men alive, he is number 701 in wealth. And he's like, hey, thank you. Thank yes. you, America. He's worth an estimated $1 billion.
Wow.
He needs to listen to our show and go to thejamhole.com/donate
and donate and like 10 million of that.
I'll take a mil and then go to the P.O. box and send us
some more.
Some of your product.
Yeah.
That's
some free samples.
$1 billion.
That's so much money.
Wow. Today, he officially thanked United States politicians for making sure that drugs remain illegal. Excuse my face. According to one of his closest confidants, he said, quote, I couldn't have gotten so stinking rich without George Bush, George Bush Jr., Ronald Reagan, even El Presidente Obama. None of them have the cojones to stand up to all the big money that wants to keep this stuff illegal. From the bottom of my heart, I want to say gracias, amigos. I owe my whole empire to you. Arriba.
I'm not making that up.
Is it written like that?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. He
Is
was
that
like,
a quote?
Bush, even El Presidente Obama. Thank you, from the bottom of my heart. That's such a smack in the face. Like, hey, U.S., how's your drug war? How's your fucking twat?
Great. It's
how's
perfect.
Your twat?
The talk's fine.
Okay.
Just take a minute. Then.
Are you serious?
Take a minute.
Are you serious?
Because
I don't want getting petted on my face and shit. You're like, fuck this shit, I'm out. You're gonna break up with me now? Because I won't let you fucking rub me down while I'm listening to a story being read? I know that.
Yeah,
remember
that's why how
I told you to lay down because
right.
you're still out of it.
So now she's actually gonna finally do that.
Right, but she's gonna do it being all pissed about it. Don't be mad. Show's almost over. Come
please
sit.
Choke him
and do that. No, don't choke me. According to sources in the Mexican government, I want to strangle her sometimes. You!
Do it, you fat fuck!
Come here, you
fucking Jesus.
Oh, Matt, come on, please don't do that. Please don't do that.
Are you done?
Stop! I'm trying to do a show. I know, but you're the one getting
retarded. Why are you being retarded?
It's your fucking show.
Why are you being retarded? What's the matter?
What did
they give you? Where's my Danny?
Stop being
your head.
You first.
No! I have drugs that make me an idiot.
Oh,
you're
so that's an
up.
Excuse. Sit on the couch next to me. I won't fucking hurt you. Are you serious? Are you serious?
No! Oh my God, I'm sorry.
Stop.
Matt, you suck.
Now. Okay, are you cool?
I hope everyone saw that.
Did you show the cameras over there?
Yes,
don't
I
ever
did.
Do that again when I'm beating my girlfriend.
That was
are
awesome.
You okay?
Did you see
are you
that,
okay?
Theo?
Oh, sit. Come on.
I just want to smoke and go to sleep.
Well, what are you doing?
Yes, fart right in his face.
This is what I deal with.
So, is that it for that story?
What?
So, this one is called... Are we done with that?
I guess.
Okay, this one is called Smoking Smarties Has Parents Fuming.
Of course it does.
Of course.
But playing Run Dare the Train is fine.
No, that's cool, because that's a rush. This
oh,
is just
right.
dumb.
Right. This isn't real.
Right. In today's Health Watch, smoking Smarties, is this trend just eye candy or health risk to your child? That was a joke on their part.
I wasn't even listening. Okay, go.
Are we done?
What? No, I'm good. Go.
It's a fad growing at schools across the country, due in large to its popularity on video sites like YouTube, of course.
Of course!
Because YouTube is like MTV, and all the kids just copy what they see on there.
Monkey see, monkey
right.
do.
Right. Smoking Smarties gives children the appearance of a smoker's exhale.
Because that's the cool part but, about smoking.
Right.
Is the exhale.
Right. The
right.
The smoke.
Of
so
course.
Just fucking smoke.
Just smoke.
The videos posted on YouTube even provide viewers with how to.
The more kids that smoke, the lower this tax would be.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Because that's what cigarette companies are trying to do
I
in
know.
The first place.
They wouldn't have to tax so much if more people
if,
did it.
Right.
So quit fake smoking and being
and
little
just,
faggot posers and start
like,
real
well,
smoking.
Well, cigarettes are expensive. I don't have a job.
But
it's
Smarties
like,
are cheap. And
yeah.
they're in my mom's candy
right.
bars. Right.
My mom buys those for
right.
me. And I'm not 18 either.
I bet your mom smokes cigarettes.
With this fad come health risks. Really, just like what? Everything else.
You could choke on the Smartie. Your
yeah.
Smarties might be tinted with poison.
Well, no, I like how this fad they have a problem with because the health risks. But smoking's cool. That fad has health risks, though. But that's cool.
Of course.
That's fine. It's just Smarties.
It's bad.
That's fine. Just
check
fine.
This out. Michael from New York says, have the girl take her shirt off. Fuck my life. I'm pathetic. Finger her twat, please. And then he says, Danny, come hook up with me. Then he says, treat your girl better or I'll steal her from you.
Yes.
He's like, have the girl take her shirt off and finger her twat, please. Hey, treat your girl better.
Right.
Or I'll steal her from you.
Yeah, he's telling you how to treat her right.
He's in New York.
He must know.
Fuck it, eh? Wow. That's amazing.
In an email to parents, Phyllis Faust, interim principal at Hewitt Trustville Middle School in Trussville, Alabama. Well, it's just Alaska. I was going to say Alaska.
Nice.
I wrote, due to the potential danger, I have made it clear to our students that possession of Smarties or similar candy could result to in a class 2 offense.
Of course.
Just for having candy. I just eat it, motherfucker. I don't smoke it.
How
Fuck
do you,
you
tell? You have to treat it all illegally now.
That's fucked up.
Hey, were those Smarties? No, man, I swear they were Starburst.
Hey, I'm clean, man.
Hey.
Hey, I don't do that shit, man.
I got off that shit.
I went to rehab, man.
I'm clean now.
I'm clean, man.
I'm clean.
I don't do that shit.
I'm just going to study hall, man.
And then you run.
I just want to eat some candy.
I know, you run, kick your Smarties, goes everywhere in a big cloud of smoke and drugs. And what are... Really, kids? What are...
In a class 2 offense, at their school means detention. So just detention for Smarties.
Do you get your Smarties back afterwards?
No, they actually take them and eat them all.
Probably. They're like, so what? How do they do
that?
How
do you smoke? And then they smoke them.
They smoke them for real and they die.
Ah.
Joke's on you.
Because they don't know they're pretending to smoke it.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Like, wow, these are actually kind of cool.
These are really good. Fuck. So is that for us?
Pediatrician Dr. Lisa Thornton sat down with early show co-anchor Maggie Rodriguez to discuss the health risks associated with this disturbing fad.
Okay,
if they don't inhale, how does it hurt you?
Because it's the behavior of it.
Oh, right.
You're going to think that, so you're like, what else makes smoke?
Yeah.
We have crack, weed, or
meth,
cigarettes.
Yeah.
Or meth. Or probably heroin, I guess.
Right, you can...
Salvia, fuck. I mean, you can
smoke anything. Pretty much,
whatever,
coke.
You can smoke
coke.
Coal if you wanted to.
Right, but then you're just a faggot.
Right, you see him in there freebasing semen on foil and shit, getting it all...
Fuck that.
That's awful.
Disgusting. If you look at the behaviors this is promoting, it's promoting this pre-smoker behavior. There's this whole ritual...
Sorry.
Wow. There's this whole ritual around how these kids do this, and it looks like smoking, so I'm concerned that the next step is smoking,
It's
Thornton
a whole
said.
Ritual, though.
Right, so
they
this is
this
it's
whole...
a gateway drug,
the,
if you will.
Smarties?
Smarties. Smoking Smarties is a gateway drug to smoking everything
Suck
else.
Suck and pull and
Yeah,
fucking...
smoke and pull is what course. It leads to.
So... Do you think there's, like, a whole Smarties economy?
Oh, and then
within?
They tell you how to smoke them.
Please!
Okay, so Thornton demonstrated how the smoking Smarties are made. So, the Smarties are crushed up and opened on one end, and
Obviously.
Then partially opened on the other end like a cigarette.
Right.
So, it's, like, pre-rolled, pretty much. You just gotta
Right.
crush it.
Got it.
Then they puff the sugar... What?
Puff the
sugar,
dragon?
You puff the sugar into their mouth and then let it come out.
Right.
Right. So it's the sugar they're
it's
blowing
powder.
Out. Right. It's
right.
just powder sugar.
Okay.
Which looks like they are smoking.
Quit! What is the matter with her? She is freaking me out,
What
man.
Did she do?
Every time she walks, she's like
she just
staring at
me.
She's got this weird, crazy look
the
in her
fuck?
Eye.
Fuck.
What are those doctors...
She's giggling in there.
I know! Listen to her.
I hear it.
She's fucking nuts. Do you hear that? Do you hear that? She's fucking delirious.
That's like exorcist shit.
You guys
man.
Can't leave me here alone. I'm scared.
Dude, I'm scared to even... You might just want to come with us.
I might have to. Is that for that story?
I don't know. I lost my spot.
Oh.
Could that harm them physically? Rodriguez asked?
No.
Well, that
Maybe
can't.
Maybe if they choked on it.
Well, that can't, but what some of them do, and you'll see this on some videos, they actually inhale it like a cigarette, and that puts sugar in your lungs, and you'll cough. And you'll cough because that's what your lungs do as they try to clear anything foreign that gets in there.
There's actually sugar crystals
right, but,
in your lungs now.
But yeah, you shouldn't
but
be
hey,
inhaling sugar into your lungs.
Fucking cool doing it.
Right.
That, oh my
But the
God.
Health risk of sugar is the least of their problems,
Your
Thornton
Steve's
said.
Was popping.
Wow.
Their mainline and rock stars and those other drinks, lol juice. Mainline and lol juice and snorting fucking Smarties.
Snorting.
Hey, Dad, why are the kids of
Whoa.
Today so retarded?
Remember back in the oh. office when we were talking about how anyone that snorted pixie sticks when they were a kid is gonna do drugs when they're older.
How we all did.
How we all did, and we all do drugs now.
But we didn't do it to look cool by blowing the smoke out. We did it because we thought
it was cool.
We were getting high.
Right. We were pretending.
Why did we do
that? I don't know. I really don't. You remember that, don't you? Did you ever do that?
Because you could.
You did that too, didn't you?
Remember me and Quentin were smoking leaves?
Yeah, smoking. Amazing. And I remember one time when we were kids, you smoked some catnip in my house. You're like, dude, I wonder if this will kill me. We were like 10 years old.
Oh, that's
or maybe even younger than that, yeah. And that's it for that story, by the way.
What's the time, please?
Time is 1:30.
Look at her!
Wait, stop!
Hey, are you
Go
cool?
to bed!
Come sit here. I want everyone to see how loony goons you are. Come here. Okay. This one is called Teen Dies After Police Use Taser. Go ahead.
What? Don't tase me, bro!
Thank you. To break up fight. Bay City, Saginaw. State police have launched an investigation into the death of a teen whom police tased. They actually did, in fact, tase him, bro.
Wow. Tased that, bro.
15-year-old died about 3:40 a.m. Sunday.
Whoa, 15?
On the Lord's Day. Whoa.
Whoa, Sunday morning.
The Lord's Day. After Bay State Police used a stun gun to subdue
him.
A stun gun to subdue him at an apartment. Neighbors summoned authorities to quell a large fight. There was a large fight there. When officers arrived, neighbors directed them to an apartment where they found two people arguing. Two large people. Officers' attempts to defuse the situation failed. Right?
Right.
Like, hey, get down the floor? No.
No.
Gonna have tasing now.
Yeah.
They used stun gun after the teen tried to fight with them.
I think you need some more. This sounds like
in the apartment. Authorities have not released the name of the teen or the officer who deployed the stun gun. So they're like down the ground. Kid's like and then he tased
him. He's like
right, and then the kid died.
Yeah,
right. And that is it for that story.
So wait, they don't explain why it killed him.
A taser killed him though.
Just
and that's
dead.
Awesome.
Probably just too much.
15? But he, okay, you know what it was? He didn't have his stun gun set to stun, actually. He had it set to kill.
Execute.
No more.
I can't believe we've had a Star Trek reference, and I can't believe that's a reference to Star Trek. Like, I don't know which is worse.
I think it's rubbing off. So does that mean tasers have killed more things than weed?
Yes.
All right. That's it for that story.
Beautiful. This one is called Davy Police Officer Accused of Raping Woman Next to... Guess. Next to what?
Woman? Her child?
Sleeping wife.
Oh, really?
Oh, man.
Like, I've heard of being cheated on, but not, like, cheated on.
Like, on top of.
Like, they're on you.
Like, did you feel that? No, it's cool.
It's like, oh my god, I got cheated on. Really? They were on me.
On me.
They
I
were
was paralyzed.
On, right. Victim says officer's wife was present, looked like
zombie. Really? Because she was dead? Where's the story from?
Our most fucked up state!
Cheers!
Woo, cheers! I didn't even notice. A Davie police officer has been charged with 2 counts of rape for allegedly attacking a woman in bed. Like when you read your fortune cookie in bed.
Right.
While his wife lay asleep next to him, according to an arrest
report.
Could
you sleep through that?
No, I would wake up. I would wake up.
Could you
for sure
have been doped up with something and still not sleep through that?
I would sleep through it if I was on something.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I would
depends
wake up.
On what I was on.
Rape
I guess.
Is a very hateful emotional crime.
Well, you're not getting raped. Well, he was
in the headline.
Yeah, he was raping.
I'm just thinking the vibe from the rape would just jar me away.
Right, and that girl's going to be struggling and shit.
Right,
so she's going to get like hit or something.
She's probably gonna like. What? For FFS. OMG. What are you doing? Are you cool? Oh my god.
And that concludes episode 173.
We'll see you Wednesday.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.